fall. Sunday in the snow, referees whistle blows, weekend warriors toe-to-toe, football.
So old-timers, do you remember the names like Bronco Nagurski and Night Train Lane? Bulldog Turner, my man Sam Huff, in the snow and the mud, they were still real tough. Crazy Leg Church, and remember Raymond Berry asked me if they hit hard, and I'll say Berry. Paul, Christian, Buddy, Young Lady Moore, is them I adore, they seem to always score. Ed Sprinkle, defensive end for those years, Gene Big Daddy Liston was the man to fear. You have Steve Van Buren and Otto Graham, Johnny United had the arm of a Superman. We had Charlie Trippi and Gino Marquette. If you're searching for a champion, they're your best bet. Which I could quarterback, like Johnny Lou Jack or even Sid Luckman, as a matter of fact. Do you remember Red Brains, the Galloping Ghost? He could do a 95 running coast to coast. You had Norm Van Brocklin, a real great player, so swift with his moves that he could be mayor. Why ain't Tittle, Ali Madison? Hey, I remember all those guys from back in the days.
It's the sort of thing, better than diamond rings. That's why we're here to sing football. Sunday in the snow, referees whistle blows, weekend warriors toe to toe. Football, 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 football.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy Cali Mike. Coming at you with a coming at you with a hot new episode of Take This L, where I'm going to break down to you the intricacies and sophistication of what's going on in today's world of sports. See, because things are getting out of control. We got to have somebody make sense of all this. And I think I'm just the man for the job. So bear with me here while I get things set up, and I'll get right with you. Okay. Once again, we know we're coming into week 6. And it seems like the big story on everybody's mind still is the situation with players standing for the anthem. Now, we've had a couple of owners weigh in. I believe the Cowboys and the Dolphins owners have said that their players will be standing for the anthem. Union in Texas has said that it's illegal to do so and that they're going to file a suit if Jerry Jones does this. There's a whole bunch of different stuff going on. Which, you know, works two ways. Like I said, A, it brings more attention, hopefully, to what we're being stood for in the first place. But also, the standing for might get way more attention than the incident that happened to the protest. So it's kind of a double-edged sword there. They're having a owners meeting in New York next week, and that's going to be one of the topics that'll get brought up. Yeah, it looks here that they're going to be meeting in New York with the owners, DeMarie Smith from the Players Association, and Roger Goodell. Which is amazing because it seems like Smith should be trying to get a meeting with them to discuss these damn salaries, but I guess this has overshadowed that now. A work shortage could be possible, who knows? Look at the situation here. I guess they're saying that Jerry Jones was a player with the okay, I guess they're saying that Jerry Jones came out to kind of play the villain role to try to take the focus off of players, I guess. Which, I don't know, I mean, that's kind of worked, actually, too. But that lets you know, you got a lot of naive people in this country who watch football. Like I said, these are the same people that think that the vice president actually wins that game. It was going to stay the whole game. I was like, no, he went there. He went there to pass out to prove a point. Well, I mean, you know. To prove a point like that, it's childish. Waste of money. They said it cost like $200,000+ for him to do that, too. It was raining. Just wasn't really a good look. And of course, I saw some other things that were saying, you know, that it was possibly like, which I don't know. That might have been like media talk, but then, you know, some other sources were saying that it was probably, you know, could be a form of something illegal, you know, by having him there step out for that game. What are you seeing right now? And also we had, you know, sorry, I'm looking around. I hate when I do that. I need to start reading the news before I get on there. I read the news and it's like, oh my goodness, this happened. But, I don't know, for some reason that's been my habit for a while. Well, we had a lot of players that were injured. Look like guys are going to be injured for the year. The Giants took some really, really big hits. Hmm.
but now we got Adrian Peterson going to the Cardinals. And I picked him. I had him on my fantasy team that I dropped him. Now I picked him back up. Hopefully he's going to be starting and getting some run. Hopefully. But I don't know. Yeah, it looks like geez. Bradford got a tear in his knee and a surgically repaired one. And it looks like Tyler Eifert is going to be going under surgery. It's going to be season ending. Like I said, J.J. Watt, he had a season-ending injury. Let's see who else got the whole injury round up here. I forgot to let Whitney off. Whitney Merciless, too. Wow. Two big injuries. Merciless, he's out for the year too. He's got a torn pectoral. That's too bad. It looks like we might get to see Mike Williams from the Chargers make his debut. Maybe. Which looks like that's the biggest name of guys that might be coming back. Go ahead and came minutes in, so I'll go ahead and take a break, one of these commercials, and I'll be right back.
Hey all, this is Matthew Long, the Executioner, here on the Cold Hard Truth on Sports. Now, I know you've heard me talk about the Touch Pro Basketball on my shows before. My boy, Tony Greer, is the inventor of the ball. If you're out there training and playing basketball and you don't have this ball, you're missing out. Because it's going to help you improve your hand-eye coordination, your dribbling, and your shooting skills. So go today and get the Touch Pro Basketball at touchproball.com.
Sports radio host, producer, news anchor. A few of many, many more careers that the Connecticut School of Broadcasting can lead you to. Go CSB.com or 1-800-TV-RADIO to schedule your studio tour. With an on-hands approach and instructors being broadcast professionals themselves, you're guaranteed to get a first-class learning experience. Get your career in the broadcasting field started the right way. Sports radio host, producer, news anchor. The Connecticut School of Broadcasting. Go CSB.com or 1-800-TV-RADIO to schedule your studio tour.
Executioner here. Now, I'm sure a lot of you listeners are just like me. You like to spend a little time on the internet, sharing video, looking at video, but the problem is you can't stream live if you're playing on Tumblr or YouTube. Well, if you go right now to Giesel.net, you can sign up for your free account.
and start streaming live and share that with all of your friends. That's Geezel.net, GEALZ.net.
Why haven't you learned anything?
For sports news, updates, and general tomfoolery, head on over to thechtonsports.wordpress.com.
Gotta be careful, though. We don't want it to get too excited and go off in your hair.
Hey, all, this is Matthew Long with the Cold Hard Truth on Sports and the Triangle Offense. I just wanted to take some time to tell you about Pest Bear, a wonderful company. They've been around for 20-plus years. They have over 11 branches in Florida. Great licensed, certified specialists, and guess what? They do more than pest control. They also take care of termites as well as lawn care, sprinkler systems, and much, much more. Call today, 1-800-PESTBEAR. That's 1-800-737-8232.
WCSB Sports and MRN Broadcasting, powered by blogtalkradio.com.
A long time ago, there was an ancient prophecy from the outermost edges of space that knows no boundaries. This fall, Earth as we know it will never be the same. One man, one weapon. Critics are calling it the best comedy of the year. From the makers of the Internet, this is his last chance to save the world. But then, the world does not exist.
Man, forget all that. Just download my special, man. Or get the DVD when it's available.
They will search for answers.
The link's posted below.
Okay, we're back. We get into this last week of college football. The Red River Shootout coming up this weekend. Yeah, like I said, Red River Shootout's coming up. It's going to be the first time.
Review Center. This job ain't easy. Those fans there?
This is going to be the first time in 70 years it's going to be played with both first-year coaches and Lincoln Riley for Oklahoma and Tom Herman for Texas. Well, let me go back on last week. Let me see. Starting up last week, we had it's funny because we talked about NC State on the show last week. You're one of those kind of teams that could sneak up on people, and they're always a trap game in the ACC, and They snuck up on Louisville and had them looking has him looking real. Real human. I'm sorry, I'm reading the message here, man. Oh no, we're having a series of wildfires out here in Northern California, and they're getting pretty close to where some of my family members live. There's actually a couple up here too, but they're like on the outskirts of town. I'll just read a message from my aunt. I don't know. They told her that they might have to evacuate where she lives. So I don't know. I might have to end up cutting it short and going to go help them out. But anyway, let me get back to this so I can wrap things up. Like I said, NC State beat Louisville. Memphis hung 70 points on Connecticut, which was a lot. The Texas A&M Alabama game, Alabama didn't exactly run over Texas A&M, which, you know, Texas A&M also had Kellen Mond, you know, as a freshman quarterback in there. So, you know, he's a running guy, kind of in the in that Johnny Manziel mode that we know that they like in Texas A&M, and we know that they hate in Alabama. Iowa State pulled the big upset over Oklahoma, and I won't say I saw this one coming, but I was watching Iowa State the previous week. Or better yet, let me say, I was watching highlights of them, and I was looking at their wide receivers, and I was like, man, these dudes got two wide receivers on the ends that are both over 6'5", and they, you know, and they had a quarterback who could seemingly get the ball to them, and that's pretty much what they did. They got Hakeem Butler. He's 6'6". He's only a sophomore. Then they got Alan Lazard, who I think he caught the winning touchdown. He's 6'5". And they ended up hitting Oklahoma in the mouth to see whether Oklahoma can deal with the adversity of losing and, you know, try to turn things around a bit. So, never know. We also had Georgia, I don't know, man. Georgia's been looking good, but I don't know about the competition, but like I said, it seems like they down there been looking better with Fromm at quarterback than they were with old boy who got hurt, Eason. I think his name is Eason, Jacob Eason. So, I don't know about that. That's wild. Cal and Washington played Washington blew Cal out. Washington's got a good team. You know, they've lost a lot of guys these past two drafts, and they're guys that we see in the league right now, you know, succeeding. But they still got a good team. Their offense is, you know, pretty decent. Right now, they got Jake Browning, man, and with the way some of the hits that these other quarterbacks are taking, like I said, Jay Browning, I said last year in the show, you know, he's a guy from, you know, Northern California area, you know, he's California State Player of the Year. Dude threw 150 touchdowns his senior year, 1 year, you know, and like I said, this dude can pass. Like I said, I think he's the type of dude he could definitely be a Heisman dark horse, you know, especially if they're if they're undefeated, you know, coming into November. And, you know, and he puts up pretty good numbers. Michigan, he's lost to Michigan State. And I'd have to put this on Harbaugh, man. Yeah, John O'Korn come in, and dude was not ready to play quarterback. I mean, 5 interceptions is just ridiculous. I don't care if Spate was hurt. Like I say, you know, he's supposed to be a top program. You know, you got to be better prepared than that. It's flat out. That's, you know, that's all I can really say about that. You know, especially when you play Michigan State, they're not going to be a pushover anyway. Let's see. We had a TCU-West Virginia matchup. And TCU came out on top of that, led by Kenny Trill. Trill scored in 3 different ways, running, pass, man, receiving, which was, like I say, you know, if he's another dude, you know, they stand defeated. You know, you might see him enter into that Heisman conversation sooner than later. We had Wisconsin, Nebraska. On the West going on Nebraska. On that, yeah, well, I'll talk about the Wisconsin. Well, not Wisconsin, but their coach, their former coach later. Wisconsin keep rolling along, man. Big Ten's looking good. They're looking like they might be the best conference in the country right now. You look at your top 10, you got 1, 2, 3, 4. You got 4 Big Tens up there in the top 10 right now. Yeah, Oregon. I mean, Ohio State, they stomped the medal on Maryland. I forget who they played with Maryland. Yeah, that was okay. That was Texas they beat at the beginning, yeah. Which Texas ain't that good, but yeah, Ohio State stomped them out. Yeah, at the big showdown at Dole Campbell, Miami versus FSU. Miami won by 4. I watched part of that game. I don't see how the hell did they You know, by 4, I thought they were going to blow them out. But that is a rivalry game, and it was at home. You know, the way FSU was looking, that might be their bowl game, but, you know, good win for the Hurricanes. They're 4-0 right now. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how, you know, see how far the Canes can go, man. You know, I haven't, like I said, besides this game, I really haven't watched them that much. But, you know, I talked to some guys on the show, Steve and some other people last week. And, you know, they said they got a couple of solid players in there. So we're going to see what they can do. Again, I'm going to call in number 347-237-5539. And I'm coming up on 6 o'clock here. I'm going to take another break. And I'll get back to you after we're done.
Hey, all, this is Matthew Long, the Executioner, here on the Cold Hard Truth on Sports.
Now, I know you've heard me talk about the Touch Pro Basketball on my shows before. My boy, Tony Greer, is the inventor of the ball. If you're out there training and playing basketball and you don't have this ball, you're missing out because it's going to help you improve your hand-eye coordination, your dribbling, and your shooting skills. So go today and get the Touch Pro Basketball at TouchProBall.com.
Sports radio host, producer, news anchor.
a few of many, many more careers that the Connecticut School of Broadcasting can lead you to. Go CSB.com or 1-800-TV-RADIO to schedule your studio tour. With an on-hands approach and instructors being broadcast professionals themselves, you're guaranteed to get a first-class learning experience. Get your career in the broadcasting field started the right way. Sports radio host, producer, news anchor, the Connecticut School of Broadcasting. Go CSB.com or 1-800-TV-RADIO to schedule your studio tour.
Executioner here.
Now, I'm sure a lot of you listeners are just like me. You like to spend a little time on the internet, sharing video, looking at video. But the problem is, you can't stream live if you're playing on Tumblr or YouTube. Well, if you go right now to Giesel.net, you can sign up for your free account and start streaming live and share that with all of your friends. That's Giesel.net, Giesel.net.
Why haven't you learned anything?
For sports news, updates, and general tomfoolery, head on over to thechtonsports.wordpress.com.
Gotta be careful, though. We don't want it to get too excited and go off in your hair.
Hey, all this is Matthew Long with the Cold Hard Truth on Sports and the Triangle Offense. I just wanted to take some time to tell you about Pest Bear, a wonderful company. They've been around for 20-plus years. They have over 11 branches in Florida. Great licensed, certified specialists, and guess what? They do more than pest control. They also take care of termites as well as lawn care, sprinkler systems, and much, much more. Call today, 1-800-PESTBEAR. That's 1-800-737-8232.
WCSB Sports and MRN Broadcasting, powered by blogtalkradio.com.
And we're back.